From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 10th day of July 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook and a flash flood watch for northwestern Connecticut, eastern Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. Numerous thunderstorms are expected this afternoon into the evening hours, in addition to possibly containing excessive rainfall. A few of the thunderstorms could produce excessive cloud-to-ground lightning strikes, as well as gusty winds up to 50 miles an hour and small hail. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting showers and thunderstorms likely mainly after 3 p.m. Some of those storms could produce small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain, mostly cloudy, with a high near 85. Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly before 1 a.m. Some of those storms could produce small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain, mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 69 degrees. The chance of precip is 60%. We'll run down the remainder of the week's weather in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, the village of Catskill is identifying waterfront redevelopment sites. Kyle Adams reports in the Daily Mail that the village of Catskill has compiled a list of 15 properties deemed high priority for redevelopment efforts as part of a long-term waterfront revitalization plan. The village is working in cooperation with the Greene County Industrial Development Agency. The properties were chosen based on location, current use, prior use and potential for environmental contamination, access, and how well it's aligned with the village's vision for the waterfront. Phase 1 of the project is expected to be completed by January 1, 2014. A representative of the planning firm involved in the inventory said the ultimate goal is to get the properties developed, producing jobs and taxes and contributing to the local economy. Over in Valencia, a second Valencia Village trustee has resigned. Barbara Rihanna reports in the Register Star, Valencia Village trustee Amy Freinberg Trufus has resigned from the village board effective immediately. Mayor Diane Argyle announced the resignation at the village board meeting on Tuesday. Freinberg Trufus is the second trustee to resign from the board since Argyle's election. Former Deputy Mayor Jennifer Kolb resigned in March. Argyle did not comment on the resignation. In an interview, Freinberg Trufus told Rihanna she wanted to leave the board on a positive note. She said, and I quote, "I just felt it was time," end quote. Freinberg Trufus will continue to serve as the vice president of the Valencia Economic Redevelopment Association. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. In state news, New York has been ranked 33rd in the newest business ranking. Rick Collin reports in the Capital Confidential that the state of New York ranks 33rd nationwide in the latest state-by-state business ranking. Television network CNBC graded the states based on the cost of living, the taxes on income, property and business, infrastructure, quality of the workforce, energy prices, and quality of life as key factors in their survey. South Dakota was judged to be the best state for business this year, followed by Texas, North Dakota, Nebraska, Utah, and Virginia. You'll find that full story at the Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And in our final story, the Theater Now production of Cabaret has been canceled. Off-Off-Broadway is reporting that the upcoming Theater Now New York production of Cabaret at the Pocketbook Factory in Hudson has been canceled following the withdrawal of one of the project's primary financial backers. Artistic director Thomas Morrissey said the company was devastated by the decision. He said, and I quote, "The people of Hudson have been so welcoming to us, and we hope that they will welcome us back in the future," end quote. Theater New York is a professional theater company based in New York City. You'll find that full story at offoffbroadway.com. Well, it's another day and another hazardous weather outlook and flash flood watch issued by the National Weather Service. Numerous thunderstorms are expected this afternoon into the evening hours, in addition to possibly containing excessive rainfall. A few of the thunderstorms could produce excessive cloud-to-ground lightning strikes, as well as gusty winds up to 50 miles an hour and small hail. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting showers and thunderstorms likely mainly after 3 p.m., with a temperature high near 85 degrees. On Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely again before 1 a.m., some of the storms could produce small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 69 degrees. Chance of precipitation today is 60%. On Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 83 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy during the early evening, then becoming partly cloudy with a low around 64. For Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 63. And for Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Sunrise this morning was at 5:29 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:32 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, exactly 1 minute less than yesterday. So that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the 10th day of July 2013. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.